to Psalm 147. You have a Bible?
No, I don't.
Would you get him a Bible, Pete?
Okay.
Him is this one here.
The slacker.
Coming at you.
Thank you, Pete.
Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord, excuse me, doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, and he called them all by their names. So when we get to here, when we talk about the names of the names of the stars are critical in terms of the understanding of the constellations. Remember, each leader of the 12 tribes of Israel and their staff, they had one of the signs of the zodiac. And it defined how what their position was when they camped in the wilderness, and it also defined what area of Israel they had as the type.
Yeah, that scripture is pretty clear. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do remember reading over it, but just kind of not really paying attention
to it. Go to Genesis something or other. Genesis... Verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Firmament doesn't, we think it because of the word firm in it, we think it means the earth. The firmament is the word for the sky. Okay? And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days, and for years. Now, the signs, the word signs there, means the sign or showing something. It's showing this the mystery. Now, if you look, have you seen the star map? If you see in the sky, and you look at all those groupings of stars, there's no possibility that you would ever assign those figures to mean or to represent those things. They're just a bunch of stars up there. But every culture of the ancient world had the same figures for the same grouping of stars, and the same the zodiac is the path that the sun makes through the sky. And so that's why it always talks about whether the sun is in Aries or the sun is in, and it defines, the sign that you're in is defined by the first sign that appears on the evening of the spring equinox. I'm reviewing some of this, each sign, one day for the zodiac is almost 26,000 years. Each of the 12 signs are about 2,400 years. And so we're in a sign for about those between 2,000 and 3,000 years. And so when Christ, when Abraham was born, it was going from the sign of Taurus, which they'd been in, and that's where all of the temples before Abraham, and up, including at the time of Abraham, they had a bull as the chief sign, because it was in the sign of Taurus. Well, in Abraham, it moved from the sign of Taurus to the sign of Aries, and that's lasted 2,000 years. And then when Christ was born, it moved from the sign of Aries to the sign of Pisces. And that's now 2,000 plus years. So now we're moving from the sign of Pisces into the sign of Aquarius. And so that's where we are in terms of this mystery of God. Again, as a review, the only two structures on Earth that predate the flood are the Great Pyramid of Giza and the Sphinx. Now we've got bunches of tapes on the Great Pyramid down there. We should put those up too.
For Jeff's sake, read Isaiah 40, where it talks about the pillar and altar at the center.
Yeah, we'll do that later. I lost my place. Where was I? What did I just say?
Pyramids and the Sphinx.
The Sphinx's purpose. It's got the, right now people say it has the body of a lion and the head of a pharaoh. It doesn't have a head of a pharaoh, it has a head of the woman. And so it shows where to begin the understanding. You start in Virgo, the virgin, here. And you end in Leo, the lion, here. So the circuit of the stars goes this way. Now, and we've gone through this cycle, the cycle of 25,000 years, many, many times in history. But in our present modern history, Christ was. Where are we? Okay, Abraham was born at the dawning of the age of Aries. And before that, it had been in the age of Taurus. So Abraham, then Christ was born at the dawning of the age of Pisces. And that's why in the first century church, the Christians were called Ithacus, which means fish. And now we are 2,000 years later at the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And that's this age. Now the age of Aquarius in myth and in scripture is the dawning, it's the time of peace and wonderful things and all that, but it's the end of the earth.
Why is it going in reverse of the way we're studying it?
Because that's where the path of the sun. All right? That's the way all of the North Pole isn't always, right now, the polar star is the North Pole. But at the center of the pole, the North Pole, there's a grouping of stars. And so that pole of the Earth is traveling, and it takes 25,000 plus years for this zodiacal day. Now for our constellation day, the Milky Way, the day is 220 million years. And for our universe's day, the day is incalculable in terms of its length. It's billions of years. You understand? So we go from Earth day to zodiacal day to constellation day to universe day. All right? Now, in Genesis 2, it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years." Now they're signs because they point to something. That's what the word means in the Hebrew. It means it's calling your attention to look at that sign. Now just to see it again, let's go to Psalm 19. It's about in the middle of your Bible. Everybody find Psalm 19? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The firmament means the sky. The sky showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard, and their line or their influence has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth, the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. There's nothing hid from the heat or the influence thereof. Now it also says in Scripture, all over the place, that at a certain time in history, the stars will stop giving their light, the sun and the moon will stop revealing, will it stop giving their light. Well, they have stopped giving their light, because man no longer sees this. Man thinks the glory of God is because there's a beautiful sunset or something. The glory, the word, the glory of God is reserved only for his resurrection. And that's what this the whole zodiac reveals, is the resurrection of Christ. But it's not just the resurrection of Christ, it's the resurrection of Christ in us. So this, I mean, now let's look at a few others, because this is where we're going to study. But we probably aren't going to get into Sedis tonight, but we'll stop, we'll do some other stuff. I want us to go... I got way too many notes. Let's go to Job 41. Job is just before Psalms. This is sort of pre-Cetus, okay? This is beginner Cetus. Remedial Cetus.
How'd you like to be named Cetus?
You are. You'll find out that's who you are.
I figured. I should have figured.
All right. The whole of Psalm 41 is about Cetus and what he represents. By the way, Cetus, his name in Greek is Cetus. In English, his name is the whale. He's the whale that swallowed up Jonah. Okay? He's also Leviathan. He is also the dragon. In most of the ancient star maps, he's pictured not just as this monster. Did you see the monster?
Yeah.
But he's pictured as that monster looks like a dragon with a fire, with a tail. And fire-breathing dragon. That's where we get all the myths in England about King George and the dragon. There's never been a dragon living. It came from the stars. But they've screwed up all the meaning of the signs just like they do everything else. Right? But that's its purpose. We'll see the St. George. He's the next sign we study. He's Perseus. But he is the perfect type of Christ. So anyway, all this, and it just repeats itself. And each of these 12 signs, and each of the 12 signs has three sub-signs or decans. So anyway, so this
so
is about Cetus.
About Cletus now.
What?
Cletus. I'm going to call him Cletus.
Why are you going to call him Cletus?
I don't know. Cletus,
funny.
Cetus.
That's not funny.
Cletus? That's a funny name.
Why is
name?
That funny?
Cletus is a funny name.
Why?
It's a funny name. For some reason, it's just
funny. What's funny about
it's
it?
It's like Murray. Murray's a funny name.
Well, Oli is a funnier name.
Yeah. True.
All right. We're talking about Leviathan. But the Leviathan is another name for Cetus. Can thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord on which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaws through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? This is about Satan. This is what this is about. But it's Satan as revealed in Cetus. Will he make many supplications unto thee? This is mocking Job, right? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird? Or wilt thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall thy companions make a banquet of him? Now, it's also talking about, you got to see this. Whenever it's talking about Cetus, or the dragon, or the whale, it's talking about you. Christ is, because it's, you're the evil one. You're mine. Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed iron? Or his head with fish spears? In other words, can you catch him? Lay thy hand upon him, remember the battle, do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? In other words, he's comparing this creature that he made. He says, none is so fierce that they dare to stir him up. Then why, how can you not fear me if you fear this one I've created? Satan is ha satan in Hebrew. And the word ha satan means ha is the, and satan or Satan is the opposer. That's his purpose to oppose, but he's defeated, he's gone, he was defeated to the cross. So only he is now represented in your mind. Your mind is this Cetus, is this one you keep trying to get control over. You got it? You're the evil one. You're 666. You're the Antichrist. Anti is instead of.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, well, that's enough about him. There. Let's go to Isaiah. Somewhere. Let's go to Isaiah 26. Do you mind having like remedial Cetus before we have the big Cetus? All right. I really don't care whether you mind or not, but I thought of that. Shut up, Josh. He's laughing at me.
Yeah.
Well, so are you. Psalm, no, not Psalm. Isaiah 26. Let's start in verse we're going to read this whole song because it's really important. Because it's the progression, this psalm is the progression of understanding. Okay? In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. Now what is that day? That day has to be in you, because now you are the land of Judah. In that day, it's the day that you no longer give breath any time. I mean, time, any breath or importance. You've redeemed the time. The seventh angel has stood within you and said, the mystery of God in you is complete. Time is no more. In that day, you're always at peace. In that day, you're always at rest. In that day, you're always empty. That was for you.
Right.
You got it?
Got it.
We have a strong city. Now, the strong city we have is the New Jerusalem. It's our permanent place of residence. It's our place of birth. That's what born again is, a bad translation. It means born from above, born from this city. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Now, the only righteous nation, the word for nation is, in Hebrew, is Am. It just means the righteous people, and the only righteous people are the dead ones. I.e., you are dead, and Christ is your only life.
Yeah.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust you in the Lord forever, for in the Lord, Jehovah is a bad translation, I mean it's Yahweh, is everlasting strength, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city he layeth low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Thy foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh in the path of the just. Yea, in the path of thy, in the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and we and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Now the judgments have to be in the earth, in you. Let favor be shown to the wicked one. Now who's the wicked one? Your mind. Let favor be shown to the wicked one, yet, and that's what it says in Hebrew, the wicked one. It doesn't say it to the wicked. Let favor be shown to the wicked one, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness he will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemy shall devour them. Lord, now this is the part that you've got to hear. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. In other words, nothing that has ever happened to you, nothing that has ever taken place in your life, is not from him. And it's from him in order that you may hear what's being said and that you may see his finished work. Amen? Thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast also wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us. Now the lords that have had dominion over you are all the voices of your mind that are just full of bullshit. They've had dominion over us, but now, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. In other words, we no longer see, we no longer give any importance. They're there, they're just there to try to trick us. The voices have no meaning. Remember, when we speak an average of 130 words a minute. Our mind talk is the average of 1,300 words a minute. And so as long as you pay any attention at all to the mind talk, and it'll take you out of the rest. That's its job, to keep you alone, to keep you separate.
We read a scripture this morning that struck me about musings. This guy, you know, the guy that folds his hands together and muses.
And he eats his own flesh.
Eats his own flesh. Yeah.
All right. We're not even to the place we want to be yet. This is all preamble. This is a preamble to remedial Cetus.
I would that you not be ignorant, brethren.
Yeah. Other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory perish. Now that's already happened. You don't have to pay any attention to the voices anymore. They're dead. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Now the nation, the only nation he's concerned with is Christ in you, the new people. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer. when thy chastening was upon them, like as a woman with child that draweth near at the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so we have been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, and we have, as it were, brought forth wind. That's what all our little dealings have been.
Yeah.
I think I just remembered what I said when I first studied this.
Yeah.
I said you brought forth wind. Farts. That's
yeah.
What I said.
Wind, yeah.
But I don't say that kind of stuff anymore because I've reformed. Does anybody understand? You brought forth wind? You don't understand? Yeah, you do. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the word fallen. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chamber, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. And that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. Kind of neat, huh?
Yeah, it is.
And then it's goes
and then
on.
Automatically goes to talking about the bride.
Right.
Yeah.
The assurance of the bride.
Yeah.
And that day sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. And that's the wine is the type of, we are the type of the bride, the Christ, it's the church. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. And he shall make peace with me. Anyway, it goes on. But anyway, the point of it is, each of these signs reveals this mystery. And in that day, Leviathan, in that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan with the piercing serpent. Even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. Now that's what this is about. Leviathan and the dragon that is in the sea is Cetus. All right? But he's first got to destroy him in you. And you destroy him by ignoring him. And all his voices, they mean nothing. All right? That's a preamble to Cetus. That's enough for tonight. I don't feel like talking anymore.
Alright.
What? Any questions or thoughts or comments? You got it?
Much as I'm gonna.
Well, everything in this Bible says the same thing I've been saying to you for all these months. In 1,000 different ways from every angle. That's what this Bible is about. Only one thing. Christ in you, the hope of glory. All right. Joshua, any thoughts?
No, but I really do need to kill this up here.
He's already dead.
Yeah, well, I mean to...
You just have to ignore him. Abandon yourself.
It's real hard to ignore.
Why?
Especially when he's a...
Is it hard to walk away from dung?
No.
Well, that's what you. Once you see that as dung, it's easy to walk away from it. always be in the moment of faith. That this beast is impossible. You can't have faith. That's what you buried in baptism. Remember that again in that ancient prayer. Well, Jesus Christ, thou Son of God, my own eternal self, live thou thy life in me. Do thou thy will in me. Be thou made flesh in me. I have no self but thee. I have no will but thine. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God. It's all finished. Your battle is over. Unless you want to fight. All right? Take it, big guy.
Yeah, if we want to fight, we're back in that position. We're like a Job, where he's making fun of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to tilt against the...